This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That the world is secretly run by this new world order, and it is trying to censor you. It's trying to prevent the world from seeing what's really going on, and that Nancy Pelosi and people like that, those people in the QAnon spaces right now, those people are at the top of that sphere. They are at the top of that pecking order when it comes to how people believe in conspiracy theories. And I do want to stress this. Right now, trending on Twitter is the lie about this guy. It's the lie that...
It's trending.
It's trending on Twitter, as we speak. Because Elon Musk pushed it on Saturday. Or yesterday, sorry. I just want to make it clear how they got to this place. So, first of all, lies on the internet move faster than the truth. And that's in part why there are all these safeguards that Elon Musk is trying to take down on Twitter right now. The lies that were pushed were from bad pieces of information they found. For example, they said that Paul Pelosi was in his underwear. Of course he was, 2:30 in the morning at the time he was attacked. That led them to believe this was a lover's quarrel between two different people that knew each other. The reason they believed they knew each other is because the police put out a statement saying that they didn't really know who opened the door, so that led them to believe there was a third person in the house. Mm-hmm. So from there was this world building on the pro-Trump internet. What could be the opposite of reality here? And the opposite of reality they came up with was these two people were having a lover's quarrel in a house, and the police sort of intruded on it. Fundamentally incorrect. It was pushed by the richest man in the world. And then yesterday, it was pushed by Donald Trump Jr., who posted a picture of underwear and a hammer and said it was a Halloween costume for Paul Pelosi. If we don't cut this out right now, not just the normalization of violence, but the idea that reality can't even exist anymore because it cannot catch up to the lies on the internet. I'm not a scholar on authoritarian history, but I've read Hannah Arendt. I've read all of these people. Mm-hmm. This is how it gets really bad. This is the start of something that gets really, really bad. If you are getting the guardrails off the truth, where it literally cannot catch up to the lies on the internet because of how the pipes work, how the system works, because of the incentives of the richest people in the world, then that's how you lose your democracy.
That was a guy's name is Collins. He was on NBC on the Morning Joe show, and he's decrying Elon Musk for everything that the left does. These lying scumbags on everything that they do. Russian collusion, Ukrainian obstruction, COVID, climate change. He gave you the Democrat playbook, and he said, oh, we got to fix all this, and look at what Elon Musk is doing. Oh, my gosh. Look, I didn't know all the story about Paul Pelosi. Here's what I did know. Whoever beat him up, it wasn't one of us. We don't care enough about Paul Pelosi. If one of us was going to beat somebody up, I mean, not that we would, but it would probably be Nancy. Paul just got in the way. Welcome again. Look, I'm not condoning any violence, and you already know that. As much as I can't stand Nancy Pelosi, I don't wish any ill will against her or any other leftist. I just hope they get what's due to them. I think that's good enough, don't you? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So this guy Collins is almost in tears as he gives us the litany of lies being told about Pelosi. And he blames Elon Musk. Bad information they found. He says Paul Pelosi was in his underwear. Of course he was. It was 2:30. That's not bad information then, is it? Sounds like legit information to me. He says that led them to believe there was a lover's quarrel. Can't we speculate? 2:30 in the morning this happens. He's in his underwear. Look, I get it. It could have been a home invasion. Except, what did they find out? The door wasn't busted. Nobody kicked it in. Did he have a key? Did Nancy let him in? I mean, what happened here? Can we not speculate? What would they do if it was a Trump family member? What do you think they'd do if it was Donald Trump? I show him no quarter. So the police said they didn't know who opened the door. So maybe there was a third person in the house. Again, Nancy, where were you? So he talks about this as if he knows everything that happened and we don't. Oh, it is okay to speculate. And then he gets upset. And Donald Trump makes a Paul Pelosi Halloween outfit with a hammer. Again, humor. Hey, Mr. Collins, maybe you could lighten up a little bit. He wants to talk about authoritarian history as these people rewrite history right before your very eyes. Oh, we didn't cheat in the election that we cheated in. That's what they tell you. Oh, don't believe this whole thing about weather. No. It's climate change. They tell us things like, oh, no, we're not trying to defund the police. We're just taking money from them and putting it elsewhere. No, it's not really a recession. See, that's the old definition. There's a newer definition that allows us to get even deeper into a recession and even the depression, and we still want to put some sunshine on it. Woo-hoo! Here's some secret sauce. Look, Paul Pelosi is a freak. You want to know how I know this? He's a rich old white leftist married to Nancy Pelosi. I'd be a freak. I don't blame Paul Pelosi if he likes the company of pregnant Guatemalan midgets. I get you, Paul. I understand you, bro. If I had to be married to Nancy Pelosi, if I had to deal with that shrew every day of my life, I would figure out some distractions. A famous thinker said most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Well, let me tell you, leftist men, they absolutely lead lives of quiet desperation. Look at who they marry. Yikes! Bill Clinton? Would you want to be married to Hillary? Would you want to be married to Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Hoskins, any of the women on The View? I mean, there are things worse than death, as they say. Being married to a leftist woman. Look, the Paul Pelosi story isn't intriguing to me at all. It's intriguing to me on one level. How the Democrats will take something like this, try to act as if it's a Republican. They went to this guy's website and said, oh, he was in QAnon and he was there. He believed that the election was a cheat, or I don't know what it was. But everything that pointed to us, but the 15,000 things that pointed to them, they don't say a word about. Because, see, they are violent. They will break into your house and beat you with a hammer. By the way, I heard he took that hammer away from Paul Pelosi. I don't know if that's true or not. We got lots to discuss this hour. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The ripple effect of what Elon Musk did is paying dividends of sorts, certainly for the conservative movement. And Elon Musk is going to figure out a way to get his money. From what I'm hearing, he's going to let this blue check mark be something you pay for. It was just a given. And what's funny about Twitter is they doled it out like, okay, you get it, you don't. They would give this blue check mark to people. You were like, how do you even get that? I mean, no offense. I mean, there are people who are much more well-known who can't get a check mark. I'm one of them, and I knew many others, and there were people far more well-known than I was. And they wouldn't give me one. They made it sound like, oh, you submit your application or whatever. I did all that. Welcome back, folks. Elon Musk, we talked about him a second ago because he apparently tweeted something and it got the leftists just, oh my gosh, he tweeted about Paul Pelosi. I don't even know what it was. We don't know enough about that situation, but certainly you can speculate. people act like on the left, you have no room to give your opinion about something. Nothing could be further from the truth. I am happy to. If you tell me, Kevin, Paul Pelosi got beat up in his underwear by a dude at 2:30 in the morning, no sign of breaking and entering or whatever, and Nancy's out of town, I'd say Paul might be on the DL. He might be on the down low. Paul might like boys. And so what? If he does, he does. I don't care. As I told you guys earlier, I wouldn't blame him. Look at who he's married to. Wouldn't you? I mean, if I was married to Nancy Pelosi, I might like boys too. Anything would be better than that. It would certainly give me a bad taste for girls. Anyway, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Elon Musk, he comes in, he fires Twitter's top three execs, including the CFO and everybody. Oh, he got a golden parachute for $25 million. Let me tell you something. A company that gets bought for $46 billion and all you get is $25 million? That's insane. This dude should have had a parachute. First of all, it's 10x the valuation of Twitter. So whatever they gave him, add a zero to the end. That's what he should have gotten, $250 million. He's supposed to get out of there almost a billionaire. What are you telling me? I would have paid money to see Elon Musk carrying that kitchen sink and then going into getting two additional ones. And when he fired those guys, throwing everything out, including the kitchen sink. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. He's reversing lifetime bans, even though some of these hardcore radicals he's not. But people like myself, we should get our pages back. I didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I told Darcy, why are you... Here's what I tweeted that got me kicked off Twitter. I said, why are you talking about fake news when Twitter allowed the fake news of the New York Times to say that the conservatives had killed Officer Sicknick? That they hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher and pepper sprayed him or something. Boom, you're banned. You're evil. You're threatening me. That's what they said. They said I gave a threat. Nothing could be further from the truth. I have my tweet. Nothing threatening. Asking a simple question. Why are you banning people for what you deem is the truth and it turns out it's a lie? I mean, for what you deem is a lie and it turns out it's the truth. Meanwhile, you let the New York Times and others propagate nothing but lies. And that clip I played earlier of that guy Collins. Oh my gosh, Twitter is allowing people to actually speak the truth and to actually pose ideas about things. How dangerous. It's so dangerous. We could lose our democracy. I don't feel any sorrow at all for these guys. Anyway, so Musk comes in with his kitchen sink, fires the top three executives, starts reversing bans, starts really allowing Twitter to become free speech. Oh, by the way, he dissolved the board. He is the only director on his board. He dissolved it, and he's going to run it. And I'm telling you, he's going to run it. It's going to make money. I don't know if I will be on it if you have to pay. I don't know. If I could build my legitimate audience, not like some of these so-called influencers, build my legitimate audience and get it into the millions the way it would be growing, I might do it. Make a big announcement. I'm back, baby. Because True Social is not doing it for me. I have a team. They put stuff out there, but I don't. Oh, let me play this clip before it gets too old. This is the guy, he's getting fired. He got fired from Twitter. Elon Musk fired all the data guys.
Data engineering.
30 people in
data engineering.
Excuse me.
One of the data engineers.
Sorry, can you just explain what exactly your job was here, and did you get let go this morning, last night?
I just got let go. I'm a data engineer. We've been having a lot of problems, and apparently Elon just came in and pulled the plug on the whole team.
Climate change. How are you feeling?
terrible. I feel really bad. I feel really shitty.
How are you let go?
My director came by in person and did it, which I did appreciate, but it was definitely, two or three of us.
How long have they been working?
6 years.
And what's your opinion on Elon Musk in general and what he's doing here?
I mean, I own a Tesla, and I don't know how I'm going to make car payments now. Like, I generally respect Elon Musk. Obviously, some of the stuff he said lately is concerning to me, but... Yeah, now I'm really worried. It's really the culture shift. There's a lot of people that were leaders and, you know, things like diversity, equity, and inclusion. I know those people are going. It's going to be a different Twitter in a week.
Elon Musk has spoken a lot about making the platform more free speech in his own words. What do you make of that? What do you think Twitter will look like?
I mean, if free speech is, you know, Nazis saying that, you know, trans women shouldn't, you know, use women's locker rooms, then awesome. I guess mission accomplished. We'll see. Listen, I got to touch base with my husband and wife. I got to get out of here, all right? Thank you, guys.
What's your name?
Good riddance. Did you notice at the end he says, I have to touch base with my husband and my wife? I don't even understand that. What's he saying? Says he's worried. He may not be able to afford his Tesla. What's he doing with his money? Has he even thought about it? Where's your money going there, big data engineer working for Twitter? You're in Silicon Valley making a fortune. Why haven't you saved enough money to pay for that Tesla? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. He says they fired the leaders. He says it's going to be a big cultural shift because they fired the leaders. He says diversity, equity, and inclusion is going good. Now Twitter can actually focus on what it's supposed to be doing. And notice how he talked about free speech was about transgender, being able to, what, beat up girls on the basketball court or the football field or what? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midterm elections are just 1 week away and the polls are tightening.
especially in battleground states that could determine the shift of power in the House and Senate. Bankrate.com released a new survey of how Americans see their finances since President Biden took office, and there's a contrast based on age groups and party affiliation.
It tends to be the case that younger Americans said they were faring relatively better, older Americans faring relatively worse, and perhaps it should not come as a surprise that, broadly speaking, Democrats were saying that their finances were faring better relative to Republicans.
Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, that audio courtesy of News Nation. The Philadelphia Phillies are set to host Game 3 of the World Series tonight against the Houston Astros. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Former President Obama was at a rally last night in Milwaukee and had this to say. Watch.
He had long hours and sore backs and bad knees to get that Social Security. And if Ron Johnson does not understand that, if he understands giving tax breaks for private planes more than he understands making sure that seniors who've worked all their lives are able to retire with dignity and respect, he's not the person who's thinking about you and knows you and sees you, and he should not be your senator from Wisconsin.
Quite the passionate statement from the former president, but my question is, why is the former president making this case and not the current president?
So I would disagree with that characterization of your question or how it was characterized there. The president has been talking about this almost every day for months now. He's been talking about the choices that are at stake here, which is what I was just talking about a moment ago, which is what Republicans are trying to do. Congressional Republicans are trying to take away our Social Security. They want to chop it off. They want to chop off. They want to put it on the chopping block to Medicare. The president has said this, which is why he has taken every action that he can to make sure we strengthen Medicare, right? That's why the Inflation Reduction Act has been very, very important and critical, which is going to lower costs for Americans, really deal with what Americans are currently dealing with when we talk about inflation. And the first thing that congressional Republicans say they want to do is they want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act as well, which is going to increase costs for Americans when we think about energy and we think about health care. The president has been talking about our economy every day. And the things that we saw the former president, President Obama, so passionately speak about are the things that are at stake, right? But also the work that the President Biden and Vice President Harris have done to get our economy back on its feet for the last 20 months.
It is fun to watch Democrats squirm. So that was Jean-Pierre being interviewed. Softball interview. Why is Obama doing Biden's job? Simple question. By the way, folks, in case you missed it, the Democrats are pivoting. It was a woman's right to choose with abortion. And then, what? They backed off on crime. Did they try blaming Trump? I think they did for the economy. Whatever. They've got excuse on top of excuse. And so now the new one is they're going to steal your Social Security. How dare they? How dare they want to take this away? And Obama's out. Like anybody cares. You didn't see the clip, but here's what they won't show you. In case you're wondering, Kevin, they're bringing out the big guns, man. Barack Obama, by the way, looking like he's looking like a Ethiopian kid on one of those commercials. Skinny, gray, had his teeth worked on. Anyway, here's the thing. Barack Obama is as good as it gets for the Democrats. If Joe Biden comes out, they lose. Remember when Barack Obama did his deal in Pennsylvania during the 2020 election? He had 12 or 20 people. The reason why they won't show you the audience, baby black Jesus, the savior of the Democratic Party, can't save him. He's toast. So you have a massive problem. The media is going to show him out there on the stump like, whoa, look at him, look at him. And he's passionate about it, right? Whole new thing. They hadn't said a word for the most part about Social Security. A few races, like they picked on Blake Masters here because Blake took him out of context. Blake said, look, if you're elderly, you want Social Security, you've paid in, you get it. If you're young and you want to opt out, that should be your choice. He's 100% right. But they don't want you to know that. So why is Obama doing Joe Biden's job? Hey, Democrats, in case you missed it, your desperation is showing. Where are the polls? I haven't looked. I was busy. I was literally gone for 4 days, including the weekend. Got back super early, which is why we had to do a best of on Monday. Didn't stay tuned into the news. Didn't look at much of it. But I can tell you this. Nothing the Democrats have done improved their chances at the polls. Nothing. No ability to level set that this election is about hating Trump. See, they tried that in 2020. This is a referendum against Donald Trump. They hate him. So he got 16 million or whatever number more votes than he did the previous election, but they hate him. We show poll after poll. There's only one group that the Democrats have maintained. That group is supposedly college-educated women, which tells you all you need to know about college. No ability to cheat, folks, at the level they did before, because the political climate is so far worse than it was, they can't cheat. See, Democrats tried this the last time to prepare for the big cheat. They trotted Obama out there like he was saving people. He didn't save anybody. But they wanted it to appear that way. Same thing here. Problem is, Obama can't move the needle, and the Republicans who were in on it with the Democrats, they know how the game got played. Why do you think Kemp has jumped so far ahead of Stacey Abrams? You think it's because Kemp is such a much better campaigner or whatever? Don't misunderstand me. Stacey Abrams is, she's horrible. Kemp's not much better. But whatever he is, he's in the know. He and Roethlisberger made sure Trump didn't win. And they know how to make sure Abrams doesn't win. The Democrats will not win Georgia's governor's seat. I guarantee you they will not. And if the Republicans do their job, if they allow this to occur, the people who did the coup, were part of the coup, Herschel Walker will win the Senate. Yep. The other thing Democrats did, if you guys don't remember this, at the very end they started getting these celebrities and they got The Rock. And what's that other wrestler? Both of those guys endorsed Joe Biden. And that's when you knew China was in control. See, The Rock doesn't care about what he makes in a movie in America. He cares about the visibility of that movie in China. So they write this. Democrats are pulling out their most potent weapon. Former President Barack Obama, who plans to campaign for newly vulnerable Democrats. Newly vulnerable. You ready for this list? In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Nevada, where polls show Republican candidates surging in Senate and gubernatorial races. See, what the Democrats don't understand, no matter how many times you try to tell them, it's your policy, stupid. That's their problem. And this fake notion that anybody cares about Obama, seriously? The most potent weapon. So Obama, the clip you heard, he was campaigning in Wisconsin for that Senate race. Then he cut a news commercial, radio commercial for Kathy Hochul. My friend, Governor Kathy Hochul, is the best person for the job, hands down. Kathy knows how to get things done. She's a strong leader, has met the moment and fought for you. She's done nothing. Stakes could not be higher. Yeah, he says, Kathy has strengthened the economy, investing in public safety and getting illegal guns off the street. By the way, that you were in the thing that the press secretary was talking about, she says, the president is out there, he's talking about the economy. No, he's not. He's lying about the economy occasionally. He's not talking about, talk about what? Here's what the problem the Democrats face, folks. In one word, you ready for it? Reality. Reality. Let me tell you what I saw. You won't believe this. True story. So we're moving furniture out of a house. I bet you this was in the California area. I will tell you this. There were at least 15 people that came by to say, you giving away anything? And you put something out that was junk. You go in the house 5 minutes later. Gone. Somebody took it. Took it. Old mattresses, old tables, old lamps. Didn't matter. Broken or otherwise. A neighborhood where the homes are $500,000 up to $1 million. You'll think I'm kidding. I'm not. There's a lot next to it with a homeless guy on this lot with a trailer. The house burned down. When I tell you it's a $500,000 neighborhood up to $1 million, you think it's something, don't you? I should take video and show you this. It'll blow your mind. It's nothing. Yesterday, I saw a girl go up to the pump of a gas thing, try to see what was left in one, then go to the next one, see what was left in it. That's the level of desperation people have right now in this economy. Folks, I'm seeing this with my own eyes. Democrats are in serious trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon. And over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. Alaska and Hawaii I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit, but my staff would not justify it.
By the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
At least Biden comes by and honestly, doesn't he? He gets it from his black daddy, Barack Obama. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Before we go back to this whole thing about Biden, I want to finish up speaking on Obama having to help all these people and doing Biden's job. Because everybody knows Biden's toxic, except Fetterman. And I got to commend Fetterman for saying, you know what, let's get somebody handicapped to come in here and help me so people can understand what I'm going through. 844-551-8255. Last week, Hochul was speaking with reporters, and she referred to herself as the underdog. See, that's when you know that you're leading, but you want to get the sympathy vote. Because Lee Zeldin is gaining ground on her. You want to know how Lee Zeldin's gaining ground on Kathy Hochul? He's letting her be herself. He's letting her say, I'm going to continue to lock you down. I'm going to continue to oppress you. I'm going to continue with these leftist policies. And she can't figure out what she's doing wrong. She says she's an underdog despite New York being a deeply blue state until, you want to know when? 2020, when Donald Trump actually beat Biden in New York. If they let the count be legit. I heard this from one of my friends who's a data expert. He says, Kevin, you're not going to believe this. Trump might win New York. And I said, no way. I think Trump won New York. Obama campaigning in Georgia Friday took shots at Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker, saying, it seems to me he's a celebrity who wants to be a politician. And we've seen how that goes. Yeah, we have, with Ronald Reagan. Went pretty well. You know what? Well, first of all, the idea that an accomplished person such as Herschel Walker has to take flack from a guy who was an absolute nobody until he got elected tells you all you need to know. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, Herschel's ability to run a football. I mean, that's great. And I know he's got his problems, and boy, do they want to highlight him. But this is a guy who did something with his talent. Legitimately did. Barack Obama got carried. See, you can't get on the gridiron, as Herschel did, and get carried. You either run over people, hold on to the football and score lots of touchdowns, or you get benched. But you don't get anybody going, you know what? Clear the line open for him. Let's make it an affirmative action deal. Let's print 20, let's double the budget, the deficit rather, and print $10 trillion of funny money. Let's call it quantitative easing. Let's forgive everything he does, including this disastrous piece of legislation that is his namesake, Obamacare. Let's overlook it. Why? Well, he saved the nation, right? We were a bunch of idiots who were racist, and, you know, we were xenophobic against Muslims, and we didn't trust in all this other stuff. And Barack Obama, he brought all this unity, right? He straightened us out. He brought unity, all right? He put the Muslim Brotherhood on par with American citizenry. That's what he did, and he has a nerve to go out there and shout about Social Security, something he knows. If you pay, I will tell you right now with Social Security, if the government said to me right now, if you can go ahead and forfeit Social Security, but you never have to pay another dime in it and you never have to match it, I would do it at my age right now. I don't need it. I won't need it. The scare tactic of Social Security and getting people to want to pay into that absolute nonsense is what people should be looking at. It is government larceny is what it is. And you know what people believe? I believe this. I'm going to tell you, until I researched this, I believed it. I believed that I had money accumulating. That 15.3% of my money was accumulating for my savings as well as my medical expenses from the moment I started working. 7.65% paid by me, 7.65% paid by my employer. 15.3%. I want you to understand, if you make $200,000 a year, the government takes $30,000, 15 from you and 15 from your employer, and buys insurance. Not money. they buy insurance. So some big insurance company says, I'm going to make a bet that Kevin is only going to need X amount of this money in 50 years. Would you want to be in control of a system like that? Man, you want to talk about using your actuaries and figuring out the best way to go. And then here's what's beautiful about it from the insurance company perspective. If you don't like the numbers, if they say, well, retirement age is 62, and you say, well, I might run out of money, they go, move it to 65. Move it to 67 and a half. Move it to 71. Move it to 74. Move it to 76. You're not going to get the bulk of that money. But you watch what people get from Social Security. Oh, I get $1,000 a month, or I get two. And look at what they paid in. Now, they cap it. Oh, Kevin, it's capped at 100. The cap goes up every single year. I remember when the cap was $80,000. Now it's well into the six figures. So at $200,000, if you put in $30,000 and you think you have physical money, they buy insurance with that. Do you know how much money you could buy with $30,000 a year worth of insurance that says I'm going to pay you in 50 years? It's astounding. It's a racket. Anybody, any insurance company, any private person trying to get away with Social Security would do, and the government would slam down on you. Let's go back to what Obama said about Herschel Walker. He's a celebrity. Walker said, he said I'm a celebrity. He got that one wrong, didn't he? I'm not a celebrity. I'm a warrior for God. He got something else wrong, too. Remember 2 years ago he told us to vote for, he told us to vote for Joe Biden, didn't he? He got that one wrong, did he not? He lost twice to Georgia already, hasn't he? So I think he probably needs to sit this one out. Yeah. Let me tell you, the biggest issue I have with the Democrats is they break things and they don't want to admit it. You raise kids? If you had kids, you've seen this. Something gets broken and the kid will either place something over it or wait for you to touch it and they go, oh, you broke it or whatever. They don't want to admit it. They're trained not to admit it. A serious recession next year, they say, it's already baked in. But Biden says he's on it, and he's going to blame the Republicans. Here's an article. Of course, the real cause is Biden's own disastrous policies. The nation already hit recession is traditionally fine with two quarters of negative growth in the first half of the year. And the third quarter only scored positive. Is positive thanks to a shrinking trade deficit driven by higher energy imports. Consumer spending actually slowed. The Bloomberg economic forecast finds a 100% chance of a deep recession next year. Some two-thirds of business economists and the National Association of Business Economics surveys say the same. For warnings, ask Jeff Bezos or Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon. So there was Biden last week thundering that a GOP victory in the midterms will, quote, crash the economy and hike inflation. So Joe Biden wants you to believe that Democrats are fiscally responsible. He brags that the federal deficit dropped by $1.4 trillion in the last fiscal year, skipping the fact that one, was simply caused by the end of the COVID emergency outlays, and two, it would have dropped twice as much without all the spending that he rammed through. I talked about this at the time. Meanwhile, the inflation his spending spree triggered rampages on, Federal Reserve obliged to keep hiking interest rates to choke it off, further pushing the economy into a chasm. These are the facts. Joe Biden can't run on anything he's done. And if they think the blame the Republican strategy is going to work, good luck. They're going to need a lot more than that. People get it, folks. I tell you all the time, as much as I hate this pain that we're going through, the good news is they heaped it on us, and there's only one place to point the finger.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.